Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And we're fortunate to have today with us Stacy Mahuring, Director of the Green Bank Mills and Phillips Farm. Welcome, Stacy. And I'm probably butchering your last name. My apologies for that.
Not a problem.
Interesting last name. Where does that come from?
It's actually made up.
Really?
When my wife and I got married, we wanted to kind of forge ahead and not do any sort of gender stereotypes.
Interesting.
So we found mutual last names in our family history that sort of matched and meshed them together.
That's an interesting story. That's the first time that I hear such a thing. How wonderful. In any event, it got our attention that this historical site is perhaps not that known, and we understand that you organized your first plein air event. So, but tell us about the site, why the site is important, and perhaps why people should know about this site, if you will, Stacy.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a historic site that's located just outside of Price's Corner in Newport or Wilmington, depending on where you want to throw your stone. And so we're a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to preserving the Green Bank Mill Historic District. And we do that through educational programming, community partnerships, and unique collection pieces like our sheep.
And it's just right there, my goodness. It's like, how can you not know about this?
I'm not too sure. If I had a quarter for every time someone said, you know, I've driven past this place all the time and I never knew it was here, I wouldn't have to.
Right. Well, there you go. So you were telling us, I'm sorry about interrupting, you were telling us about the beautiful things that you have in the location.
Yeah, so we maintain several historic buildings. We have a 19th century grist mill and a textile mill, and we also have an 18th century farmhouse and a historic barn as well that we were guardians of.
Oh my goodness, so it's a big location.
It is.
Right? For when was it created?
So the first settlement on that site was in 1677.
How you like that? 1677.
Yes, it's gone through. The current buildings that we have now aren't historic, but we have our grist mills that were in the mid 1700s, and the house was built in the late 1700s.
And so you have a board of directors, how do you have members for the organization? How do you survive, in essence, I would say?
We have a board of directors currently. It's a working board, which I'm very thankful for.
Right.
It means that my best volunteers are my board of directors.
Right.
They're able to see what's going on the ground with the organization, which is helpful. We also do have a membership base. We're certainly thankful for that. Our members are always great at giving us input as to what the direction is that they'd like to see us move forward. So far, they seem on board with what I'm doing, so I'm thankful for that. And outside of that, we look for community donations, like any historic site.
Right.
Grants. And we also have something unique to us where we are able to rent out our facility a little bit. We do have tenants inside. Our great watchdogs for us also that we have a little bit of protection during the off hours against vandalism.
Right. And the thing that got my attention is that your personal connection with the site, and you were sharing that you got married in there, and that's how you finally, at the point when the opportunity came to your lab, you decided to take the leadership of this organization. So tell us, how did you discover the location in the first place?
We were looking for a unique place. We didn't want to you know, have your cookie cutter weddings. We're not cookie cutter people. And my wife ended up going there. We still do. We have an annual shearing day and herb sale, so the site was open.
I see.
And she called me just so excited. She said, "Stacy, oh my gosh, you need to see this site. It's beautiful. They have sheep. They have this historic building. This is exactly what we've been looking for."
Right.
She sent me pictures because I lived in Canada at the time, and I was just enchanted. We had to have our wedding there, and we started on as volunteers after our wedding. Once the opportunity came, or they asked if I wanted to seek employment there, I leaped at the chance.
There you go. And when was that, Stacy?
I started there in March of 2014.
There you go. So it's been like almost 4 years now.
It has.
So how do you see this organization moving forward? If you could dream about Green Bank Meals and Phillips Farm, tell us your vision of perhaps the next 5 years, if you will. Where is that going to be?
So where I'd like to see that going, we're looking at taking the organization, is continuing the preservation that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. We just finished doing some preservation work on the main grist mill and textile mill, mm-hmm. and that's being unveiled, or has been unveiled, mm-hmm. for our 30th anniversary. We're also looking to create and increase our programmings, find meaningful ways to connect with our community, because mm-hmm. it's very important, and I think some museums do forget that, and that they're so mm-hmm. focused on preserving the past, they forget to reach out to the present to do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. We're also looking at getting our grist mill somewhat operational again, mm-hmm. And repairing our water wheel. Mm-hmm. Dams. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. that received some damage in one of the last mm-hmm. storms that came through.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those who have not been there, walk us through the property. You get there, tell us where that is located, and kind of describe to people that have not been there, because just looking at you, the emotion that comes into place can tell about how much you enjoy being there. So describe the property to us for those who have not been there.
So when you first arrive, you're going to pull across a rickety bridge that's going mm-hmm. to definitely transport you back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
You're going to find this enormous yellow and red mill right mm-hmm. next to you, and a stone building that's attached to it. And immediately you just get immersed in the history of that site. Mm-hmm. This site's been here in operation nearly consistently for the last 200 years. You look across and you'll see the grove where there used to be tenant sites, and that backs right onto the Red Clay Creek. Our grove has a variety of different trees that create this just beautiful mm-hmm. Canopy that even in the dead of summer, when it's so incredibly hot, it's just this wonderful little oasis.
Right.
And as you span across, you'll see our red barn, that is still a working barn. We do have historic sheep on site, or heritage breed sheep as well. Mm-hmm. And that also backs onto our Robert Phillips farmhouse, which is where the miller and his family did live. Mm-hmm. So all of this is just nestled in. We're not far from Kirkwood Highway, but the busy and the chaos of all of that just kind of melts away. You can hear the creek bubbling. You can hear the sheep.
Like a bubble of going back in history, like 200 years more than, because this property was established, refresh our memories, when?
In 1677 was when the first mill was built on site.
So just near Kirkwood Highway, you go back in history, like when this country was almost established?
Exactly that. And our period of interpretation is, we chose a unique period.
Uh-huh.
People will interpret the Revolutionary War, the Civil War.
Right.
It was the period right between those two.
I see.
We felt that it was important because that's when we as a country were determining who we were, how we were moving forward.
Right.
How we were going to be different, mm-hmm. Particularly with what we had just fought against and for.
Right, which helps refresh people's memories, if you will, in these very contentious times, right?
It certainly does.
And now that you were describing the property to me, I kind of remember that indeed I was one of those passing by. And I remember, like, is there a Panera Bread nearby?
There is.
See, you did a very nice job, because just by describing the property to me, I've passed by, like, countless times. I have to confess that I didn't know.
Well, you'll have to stop in then.
There you go. And tell us about, you decided not long ago to have the very first plein air event that sounded like a good activity to do to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the creation of the organization, because certainly the property's been there for a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it's the 30th anniversary of the incorporation of Green Bank Mill Associates, which is the nonprofit organization that runs Green Bank Mills and Phillips Farm.
Right, and what is the mission of that particular organization, refreshing memories?
Absolutely. So essentially what our mission statement is to preserve and educate the community on the history, the social, the agricultural, the economic, industrial history of this area. We do that through educational programming. We do that through our preservation efforts. We certainly invite people in and let's teach you about what we're doing and why it's important.
And to give more details, let me first re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have with us Stacy Mahuring, director of the Green Bank Mills and Phillips Farm, who recently had the very first plein air event celebrating the 30th anniversary of this organization that whose mission, Stacy, if you will, is preserving and demonstrating what you have. You're going to do a better job than I'm doing right now. But you were also mentioning programming and activities that I'm sure people are going to find fascinating. For those who, like me, been near the location and didn't dare to stop by ignorance, I have to confess, it's very close to a Kirgwood Highway Panera Bread. Right there. I'm not doing a commercial, you know, they are not doing anything helping here, but I thought important to mention, because you know what, that's the closest location, commercially speaking, to this location, right, Stacy?
Yeah, and we also have Crisis Corner, that's a stone's throw away as well.
There you go. So tell us about the programming. You were mentioning that in order to demonstrate a location that has been there since
1677.
There you go. So been there, done that for the longest time. But tell us about the programming and what activities do you have in there?
So we believe that history is only boring if you don't have a connection to it. We certainly do have lectures that we do, but we do try to make sure that they're engaging. So we're going to be having a local food lore presentation that's happening. I believe we have that scheduled for November or December. I have to check my notes.
That's okay.
But you'll be able to find that on our Facebook page.
Let's make that the commercial connection. Tell us about the webpage and if there's a phone number that people can connect to in case of interest.
Absolutely. So we're primarily on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/greenbankmills. We also have our website at www.greenbankmill.com. Or if you want to call and talk to me personally, our phone number is 302-999-9001.
Mm-hmm. And based on Stacy's experience that she got married in there, obviously the location is open for rentals.
We certainly are.
So rentals at any given time, meaning, or just for the weekends or weekdays?
We can do any time.
I see.
Primarily is the weekend, so long as we don't have a museum functioning or function going on, that's our primary objective.
Of course. So in case of interest, they just need to connect with you at the phone or website.
They can call or send us an email or, yeah, connect through the website, absolutely.
Now that I'm thinking about renting a place like that, for those interested, what comes to mind? Is that like conducive for a business location, activity, maybe just strictly weddings, maybe for kids to learn about? You tell me what could be like a good idea for people to go there.
Pretty much you name it, and we've hosted it at our site. We do a lot of weddings, a lot of first birthdays, baptisms, sweet 16s, graduation, you name
whatever
it.
Comes to mind.
Yeah, they come, and it's great. I mean, we're a unique place, and what I tell everybody else, like when they come to speak with me about our facility, is that when you rent with Green Bank, you're not putting money into a CEO's pocket that has five houses. What you're doing is you're supporting a nonprofit organization. And, you know, that way when we have donations that do come in, I can honestly look our donors in the eye and say every single dollar that you're giving us is going towards our preservation and maintenance efforts. and our programming, it's not going to pay the bills to keep the lights on. It's not paying the heating bill. It's going directly towards our programming.
And for a location that has been there since the 1600s.
It is, and it's a rustic site. I mean, we can light up the grist mill for you so that your guests have a very unique experience with our mm-hmm. Our mm-hmm. staff is happy to discuss the site's history with you. And if you want a little bit more than that, we can certainly work on, like, if you wanted to have our Sheep to Shawl program for your kid's birthday, we can certainly try to arrange that as well.
Tell us about that program.
That's fun. So we do have historic site on our historic sheep on site.
Okay.
We have Leicester Longwells and Delaine Merinos, and they're heritage breeds.
Okay.
Every museum has a collection. We have living collection items. So these are living collection pieces.
Uh-huh. So tell us about that.
Yeah, they're very unique animals, very...
In what sense?
Each of them has their own distinct personality. You hear that, you know, lead people around like sheep. Our sheep won't let you lead them around. They're very unique. So for our Sheep to Shawl program, we start with showing people the sheep. We let them feed them. We discuss their care, how it used to be, how we do it now,
uh-huh.
the connection between those two. And the importance of the genetic preservation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We show them the home industry, how in the early 1800s and late 1700s, how the fiber would have been processed on the homestead.
Mm.
The chores of the kids, which all the kids, of course, then throw and roll their eyes. Oh, my gosh, I have to help. And which it's a good learning experience for them because they definitely see...
For many of them, it's probably the first time that they have such a close contact.
Absolutely. We have a lot of children that come in from the inner city of Wilmington, which it really opens their eyes. And you can see, like, from the start to beginning of the
right.
how much they've learned and how much they've grown, even in that short, you know, two-hour period.
Wow.
Home industry, we go into our Madison factory, which is where our textile mill was, and they get walked through the Industrial Revolution as it related to textiles,
mm-hmm.
which is fascinating. We have two levels of that. The first floor is all about the main processing of the raw fiber, and then the second floor is where we have our looms. And we have some that do have active projects on it, so the kids are able to see that and try their hands at some table looms to just practice it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of understanding a textile industry back in the day.
Right. Particularly right around the turn of the 1800s, when we started just before the War of 1812, mm-hmm. the embargo was happening with Britain, where we couldn't buy their fiber, so we figured, let's make our own.
Wow, that's the more you talk about this, the more fascination it gets. I had no idea that we had such a wonderful thing right there. So, what plans do you have for the organization? Dreams that you would like to see happening, and how the community might help you in helping to make that happen?
Absolutely. So, one of our big, like I said, for our mission statements is that we're looking to preserve
mm-hmm.
these buildings. There are too many that are getting torn down right now. And they're a link to our past. They're a very mm-hmm. easy connection. How the community can help is, I mean, we certainly are happy for donations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to show you around to show you that your donation is being properly used. I want mm-hmm. people to see that your money is being well spent in this day and age. That's really important, I feel,
right.
to be able to say that your investment is a worthwhile cause.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is please come to our programming. I mean, we definitely are looking to connect with the community in unique ways.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sausage making class that's going to be coming up in October. We've got a Christmas tea. We're going to be having our volunteers dressed up as colonial tea service. We'll be serving that. It's
mm-hmm.
delightful. And then as we go into our next year, we're still haven't quite solidified some programming, so I don't want to leak too many details.
Right.
We can certainly
right.
look forward to our cheering day.
For them, for people interested in visiting this wonderful location, please tell us again where that is located and how, in case of interest, people can get in contact with you, website, phone number, and the likes.
Absolutely. So we're located at 500 Greenbank Road in Wilmington, Delaware,
mm-hmm.
Which, again, is right behind Price's Corner. If you're familiar with Wilmington and Western Railroad, we're their neighbors. You can call us. Our phone number is 302-999-9001. We're on Facebook, so you just look at Green Bank Mills. Our website is greenbankmill.com. Or if you wanted to just the direct line and email me, it's info@greenbankmill.com.
There you go. And the location is not only a gem in terms of historic proportions, literally speaking, but also a place where you can educate kids, connecting kids to an industry that is still there, and maybe renting, like Absolutely. It happened to Stacy. In case you don't know, she got married there.
It was a fantastic site to get married at as well.
There you go. And with that, we need to thank you, Stacy, for your time today. Time flies, and indeed, the location is worth... but you were planning, before we go, you were planning about a second plein air because the first one has just finished. If that happens, when do you think it's going to happen, and how can people get in contact with you for that purpose?
So we probably plan it for a similar time next year, so end of September. We do have the artwork from this current plein air available.
Okay.
You can come view it if you want to purchase it. I know that the artist will be happy, and 20% of the purchase price of each painting does go towards Green Bank Mills, so it helps with our mission statement and efforts there. So they're on display until November 3rd if you're interested.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Stacy.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.